kama. Abishur loim, it depends. Afilu loy sipa kardim a regal. Even if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, mutal asapa rachra regal, still you'll have to take a haircut after Yom Tov. Shekishem she mitzvah shloisha mivatelas gzeira shiva, just like if you buried the maize 3 days before Yom Tov, so then it's mivatel shiva, kach mitzvah shiva mivatelas gzeira slamit. This is the deal that Abishol says two chidushim here, that as long as the maize was buried 7 days before Yom Tov, that's enough. Kach mitzvah shiva mivatelas gzeira slamit. You don't have to have 8 days before Yom Tov. It's enough if it was buried 7 days before Yom Tov. Because we say the seventh day itself, miksas yom kukuloi. The seventh day itself, the morning is like Shiva, and the afternoon is like the beginning of Shloshim. So since the Shloshim started before Yom Tov, so it's called Yom Tov takes away, pushes away the Shloshim. So my time at the Abishol, what's the reason for Abishol that even though it was only buried 7 days before Yom Tov, Yom Tov is mavato the Shloshim, lav mishum isn't it because, tiksov ashvi, the seventh day now that was buried, like before Yom Tov, the seventh day, or like Erev Yom Tov, which is the seventh day of Shiva, is Olu Lakan Lakan. Like Erev Yom Tov now, that's the seventh day of Shiva. So this seventh day, Erev Yom Tov, we look, as if in the morning, true, this is the seventh day of Shiva. But in the afternoon already, we say, Miksas HaYom Kekulai, we look as if the afternoon is like the beginning of Shloshim. So since Shloshim started before Yom Tov has a right to push away the Shloshim. So we say clearly that Shvi is Oyla Lakan Lakan. So who Rav that says now Mishnah by Nazirus also, that Miksas HaYom, if your wife gave birth on the 70th, or even the 71st day, we look that day halfwards, half for you, half for your son, goes like Abishol, we look at one day, half and half. The beginning of the seventh day is the end of Shiva, and the other second half of the seventh day is the beginning of Shloshim. So who Rav holds like Abishol? So Mar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma maybe ad kan loy kom Abishol ela bavelas zayin the rabbonin. Maybe Abishol only said as aloch over there might cotton the alochas of avelas is only mid rabbonin. Midi yiraisa avelas is only one day. Like Tais brings down kiddush sevi achrisa ki yomar. Midi yiraisa it's only one day avelas. That we keep the alochas of 7 days shiva and 30 days shloishim not to take a haircut. That's only mid rabbonin. So maybe in Alochus Midrabbonin, here Abishol holds, you say this kula of Miksas HaYom Kekulai, that the seventh day of sitting Shiva, we look as if the morning is the end of the Shiva, and the afternoon is the beginning of the Shloshim. So Shloshim started before Yom Tov, Yom Tov pushes it away. Avo Benozir D'Iraisa, but in our Mishnah, at least in Rav's case, here it's Alochim Midiraisa, you are makabel upon yourself to be a Nozir for 100 days. Midiraisa, you have to keep 100 days. And you also said that when your wife gives birth to a son, you want to be a nazir. Now, if your wife gave birth on the 71st day, that's it. Midiraisa, the 71st day, since in the morning, before your son, your wife gave birth, it was called a day for you. So this day is your naziris. Your wife gives birth in the afternoon, so you can first start counting for your son the next day. So maybe in the Raisa, Abishol doesn't say, Miksas HaYom Kekulai, Oilu Lakan Lakan. Loi Yomar, Loi, like Avod Benazir, the Raisa Loi, maybe by Hikos Nazirish, which is the Raisa, Hovi Abishol never said his halacha. So again, we have the cash, who does Rav go like? So Mor says, Ela Rav, the Yomar, Kareb Yasi. I think it's another man, the Yomar, maybe Rav holds like Reb Yasi Shita. Tatanya, along like this, the Gemara M'sachim. Reb Yasi Yomar. Shoymeris yoim kineged yoim. That's an isha. The halacha by an isha is true. She becomes a nida, but then after she's torn, there's a cycle of 11 days. In between nidas to nidas, there's 11 days. That if she sees 3 days in a row dam during those 11 days, she becomes a zava. Let's say she only sees one day. Halacha is only tummy that day, and the next day that's called the shoymeris yoim kineged yoim. The next day, she's like a suffix. If she doesn't see the next day, she's tor. She goes to the mikveh and she's tor. That's called Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. During those 11 days, if she sees dam then, so she's only tummy that day, and the next day already, she's tor. So what's going to be now, during these 11 days, it came out on Erev Pesach, that she saw the day before Erev Pesach. Now it came Erev Pesach, she didn't see yet. since she went to the mikvah. So the Maaser, right now she's tor. Sheshachatu v'zaku aleha b'sheni shalor. It's her second day. In other words, she saw yesterday down. And now the second day, which is Erev Pesach, in the Bechatzai Sayyim, the Kahanim, she wants to bring a Korban Pesach, they brought a Korban Pesach for her. The Yazakach, then later in the afternoon, after they brought the Korban Pesach, Rosa, then she did see Dam, she saw Dam. So what's the halacha? Harezu Eino Echeles. At night time, Pesach, she can't eat the Korban, since she's Tomei, now that she saw, she's Tomei for another day again, she doesn't become Torah until the next day, so at night time, the night of Pesach, she's Tamei, she can't eat from the Korban Pesach. But the halacha is, Uptura Milasas Pesach Sheni, she does not have to bring another Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, because it's totally Bishash Shchita. Here on this day, Yudalad Nisan, on Erev Pesach, Bechatzos, when they brought the Korban for her, at that time she was Tahor. So the Shchita was called the Good Shchita. So it's considered like she brought the Korban Pesach. Even though when it comes at night time, she's Tamei, she can't eat the Korban Pesach, that's not Makiv though. So therefore, she does not have to bring another Pesach Sheni. So the Shailah is, my time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Love, isn't it, Mishum Diksarvi holds, Mikses Hayom Kekulai. That half of the day is considered like the whole day. I mean, the Gisha should be really, and the next, the Morris said later, Mimai, Vidumish, Mikhsav, Mikhan, Labo, the Gruan Tais takes it out. Really, our Gisha should be, again, my time with Rabbi Yossi, Lav Mishum, Mikhsav, Mikhsav, Yom Kekulai, or Mikhan, Labo, Hi Metama. That when she sees her dam, again, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, she only becomes Tomei from then on, but not in the morning. In the morning or the afternoon, the beginning of the afternoon, the Tais says, Nimtza, at the time when they brought the Korban Pesach for her, at that time she was Torah. She saw yesterday. Now today, she didn't see. So today, she went to the mikvah. She's Torah today. As she sees in the afternoon, she only becomes Tomei later in the afternoon when she actually sees the dam, but not from before. Only from then onwards, Ulamocha tomorrow, Tasa Shima Gomel, Mixayam, the same thing. So Alma, we see the Yom Sheni, the second day of Erev Pesach now, Ze Mixas Yom Chashvinan La Yom Tor, Tlehevei Shimel Yom Shesmel, that we see the second day, now she saw the day before Erev Pesach. So now, an Erev Pesach, in the morning, the first half of the day when she didn't see, we consider that a Yom Shimmer. It's called like she watched one day now, not seeing Dam, therefore she could become Tor, even though later in the afternoon of that same day she does see Dam. So you say, so what? Mixas Yom Kehulah, we could divide this day up in half, and say in the morning was considered one day by itself. It was a shimmer, it's called, she watched herself, she was Torah for one day afterwards. So she's Torah at that time. That she sees Dam 3 o'clock in the afternoon onwards, so from then on she's Tomei. But in the morning though, we see she's Torah. You see, according to Rabbi Yossi, he said this halacha of Mixas Yom Kekulai, that half of the day is called the good shmirah for the day before. So that's a good raya, so Mela Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. So with that, the bigger we have the gears to mimai duma mishum k'sav mikan labo. The Gruan Toy says don't be gears that, but rather that's what Yosi says that mikan labo metame. Now the Gemara is Thomas theory and Rabbi Yosi himself. For the Gemara misav Rabbi Yosi hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yosi himself really holds like this? The Yatanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi yaimer. Now the Gemara m'sachim that zav bal shteirias, a man that's a zav, he saw two times. Halacha is a zav bal shtei riyos. He's also tamei for 7 days. Just he doesn't have to bring a korban. It's only when you see 3 days straight that you have to bring a korban. But if you only see 2 days, you don't have to bring a korban. So zav bal shtei riyos. Shashachato b'zaku olav b'shvi. It came out that the 7th day from when he first saw these 2 times is Erev Pesach. So the 7th day he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, the zav. And then in the afternoon he was Tor, so they brought a Korban Pesach for him. V'chein shemeres yom keneged yom. Same halacha like we had before. If a lady that saw Dam the day before Erev Pesach, it was during those 11 days in between Nidus and Nidus, that she's only Tomei day by day, so we say, Sheshachatu, the 2nd day Erev Pesach, they shechted the korban pesach for her. And they brought it because they made a zrikas adam. So at the time when they made the korban pesach, both of these two people were tor. And after that they saw whether the zav saw the zav. Or whether the Isha saw the dam, afal pisha metame mishka b'moishav lamafreya. Even though we say that they're tame mishka b'moishav from before, but the lochris peturim milasas pesach sheni, that they're potter from bringing pesach sheni. In other words, we see that at the time on erev Pesach, by chatzos when they brought the korban pesach, they were considered tohor. So therefore, the korban pesach was brought for them. V'tayra, it's very good. Aye, they saw dam, or the zav became a zav afterwards, so that's only afterwards. But a kopon on the kashrus, it says l'mafreya, the churut estira, more soon than that's a kashrus in itself alone. But it says also l'mafreya, it says that he's tamei l'mafreya, l'mafreya from before. From before would be mashm, even the beginning of the day and the morning also is tamei. So of course, not like Rabbi Yossi said before. Sumara says, no, my l'mafreya, what does it mean that it's tummy from before? Midirabonin. That's only midirabonin that you tell me l'mafreya. But avadim midirais, Rabbi Yossi holds, you could divide the day up in half. Mixas yom kukulay. The first half of the day he was tohor, and that's why the korban pesach was good. The second half of the day when he saw, they become tummy from then on. That it says from before, that's only midirabonin. And the Gemara says, of course, Hochi Nami Mistavra. I'll bring you a proof from this. That it says he's Tomei L'mafreya has to only be Midrabonin, but it can't be Midiraisa.
All right, turn over.
Why? Di Sakadaydach Midiraisa, if you want to tell me that when the Zab sees Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he's tummy back l'mafreya, like it's Saiser, or when this Isha, she's down now in the afternoon, she's tummy l'mafreya midiraisa. If so, am I peturim melasas Pesach Sheni? Why don't they have to bring again a carbon Pesach? A Pesach Sheni they should have to bring. Because what comes out now, the carbon they brought an Erev Pesach, true, at 12 o'clock they were tor, but in the afternoon when they saw the Dam or the Zavis, you tell them now that Tomei L'mafreya, so in the morning or when they brought the Korban Pesach, really they were Tomei. You can't bring a Korban for a Tomedika person. So it's not considered like they have a Korban Pesach at all. So if they don't have the Korban Pesach, they should have to bring a Pesach Sheni. How come it says over here they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni? So you have to say is that Midiraisa v'Aderat Chatzois, they were Tohor. Mixas Yom Kukulay. The first half of the day, they didn't see Zavus yet. They didn't see Nidus yet, Zavus yet. They're Tor. That if they see in the afternoon, they're only Tomei Midiraisa from then onwards, Midiraisa. That it says that Tomei L'mafreya, that's only Midirabon. So therefore, there's no Stira in Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it's good Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. There's such a svara of Mixas Yom Kukulay. Half of the day could be considered one way, and the other half could be the other way. Tomorrow says no. Maybe Atamar wants to be maschilis. Maybe there's no proof. Liyola may malach tumi diraisa. Really, I tell you, maybe Rabbi Yossi Yol's tank is tumi diraisa over here. Aye, it's a kashiv. It's tumi diraisa l'mafreya. So how would they eat a korban pesach? If the mamish tumi diraisa, why do they say they don't have to bring a pesach sheni? Where is the korban pesach? So I tell you, new terence could be maybe tohaim de ziva hetiru. This tumma, a sofik dika tumma. The time means, like an example, if you have tummy way deep underneath the ground, and you don't know if it was tummy or not, we'll soon see the case, where you don't know if it's tummy or not, there's Allah l'moshe m'sinai, that at that time you tore. Since you didn't know about it at that time, even though later on you find out that there was a maze buried way below, and really you were tummy, but since you did not know about it yet, midiraisi, you're not tummy, until you find out about it. So there's a new heter of Tohoim de Ziva Etiru. Like Toi says, HaTohoim means Pirish. De Bishash Shchita Yoshev Al Evan Achaz. That's if someone was sitting on a stone, Bishash Shchita, on Erev Pesach. V'lenoida Klal Shekever Tachtav. The person did not know that somebody's buried underneath the stone. Adacha Shchita Noidaloin. To wait in the afternoon, somebody tells him that. Shenitma Bekever HaTohoim. It comes out really now, Bishash HaKorban Pesach, this person was Tamei. Still, the halacha is midiraisa, the korban is good. That's a new halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. That a sofek tohoim is hutra. Kol ponim liyoseh pesach. was nageet for korban pesach, there's a new gzeras hakosav alach l'moshe m'sinai, that even though with your eyes to your tomei, but since it's called the tumas tahoim, that you did not know about it yourself, for korban pesach, it's okay. So he says, v'chein hocho, lo yoda odem b'shah shchita, imach rechein tira, v'tister, liyos tomeya. But tumas tahoim, hetiru liyosia pesach v'nozir. It could be there's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai here, that nogeyat a korban pesach, since lemaisa at chatzai sayoyim when they brought the korban, lemaisa you when they brought the korban, you did not know if you told me or not. At that time, you did not know if you were told me or not, and nobody knew about it at that time. At that time, you didn't see dam yet. So mele, it's called a sofik tuma. Nobody knows about it yet. See, even though later on in the afternoon, maybe when you do see the dam, when you become a zav. But there's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What's nageya to a korban pesach though? There's a hutra. Nageya to korban pesach, we say the korban that was brought for you is good. So therefore, from this halacha alone, could be to no raya that Rav has told l'mafrei is midiraisa. Maybe even l'mafrei here is mamish tomei midiraisa. You tomei l'mafreiya. But why is the halacha that the korban pesach is good? Because there's a new hutra of tumas atoim. So merely can't bring a proof that he holds it's tamei l'mafreya only midrabban. The Gemara does say though, but v'af, the Gemara says v'af Rabbi Yishia though sava l'mafreya midrabban. But Rabbi Yishia does hold from the svar we just said. He holds that it says here. Rabbi Yishia holds yitamei l'mafreya again in the case where shemeres yain. She saw 2 days before Pesach. And then on Erev Pesach, she didn't see it by Chatzos. So therefore, when they brought the Korban Pesach right now, it's called the good Korban Pesach, what they brought right now, it's called. Now, she comes, she sees first Tum in the afternoon. When she sees in the afternoon, after it says the Tum in Lamafreya, it's only Midrabanan. What's the proof Rabbi shows like this? Tetani, we learned like this. Rabbi Yoshi Yoimer, Rabbi Yoshi says,
Avol. Haroye zav bishvi shaloi. If somebody sees zav on the seventh day,
Avol haroye zav bishvi shaloi. A zav on the seventh day. In other words, he was a zav once, and now he's keeping 7 days to become tor. And on the seventh day, he sees again zavus. Is haroye zav bishvi shaloi? He counted 7 days, but on the seventh day itself, he saw zav again. Since he saw on the seventh day Zav, it takes away the whole count. It's Seisresh Lefonov, and therefore, we'll soon see what that means. Pasha means that he's told me now all those days, and you have to start counting over again, anew, Shiva Nekiyam. The person's a Zav, even if he's only a Zav for 2 days, he has to now wait Zayin Nekiyam. He has to wait 7 days to go by, that he doesn't see any more Zavas. See, if he saw it on the seventh day, it's Seisr. He has to start his count over again, start counting a new 7 days. Now, V'yomalei Rabbi Yechon said, L'nister Eliyomai. That's what it says, if you see on your seventh day, you have to keep in 7 days of Torah being clean. The seventh day you do see, it only takes away that 1 day itself. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. V'yomalei Rabbi Yechon, L'nister Eliyomai. So, Marius, what's going on here? Mamonashok, what's going on? How do you look at it? If on the seventh day it's called, you see Zav now, Halach Rishi should be Seisra Akil. You don't have Zayin Akim, you don't have 7 fewer days. You should have to start counting over a new 7 days. Eloi Soser, anyway, it's not Soser. You want to tell me, like, Mixas Ayayim, since the beginning in the morning, the seventh day, you were clean. It's called, like, you're ready, finished, you're Zayin Akim ready. It shouldn't take away anything then. You're clean. What's going on here? You have to say like this. What it means to say in the Brisa of Rabeshia, it's not Sasra at all. That a Zav that sees on the seventh day, he should know it's not Sasra at all. What's the Hezbah? That we say, Miksas Yom Kukulai. On the seventh day, since the first part of the morning, he was tor. It's considered like he kept already 7 days of Nikiyim. So he's tor. He can go to the mikveh then. And if he sees later on in the afternoon, it's called like the eighth day already. That's not Seisr. It means nothing. One ri is nothing. So what we see here, that mikveh yom kukulai. Now on this is what Rabbi Yechon said.